Yeah, there's nothing more invasive than like redoing your floors, because you have to literally move everything out.
Oh, sure. Yeah, right.
And then you got to like do it, which is just like it's like just laying shit and hammering it. And that's like the easy shit that you can get like at Home Depot, like the one that's in our living room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Damn.
Oh my God.
You okay there?
Yeah. I just, the only thing is that this is like a dining room chair, because I like my old office chair was so uncomfortable from IKEA that I was having like hip dysplasia. Like
you were like a cult leader, a very chic cult leader.
You know, and I got it because I was like, oh, that's like so chic and professional. It looks so nice. Yeah. Don't trust your 8-hour workday to fucking IKEA furniture. Oh, don't do that.
No, I know. I like bounce around throughout the day. It's the only way. I have not like completely broken my back yet.
I know. Just, we were just talking about you being sick. You have COVID right now.
I fucking have COVID, yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm on the tail end of my quarantine.
Yeah. Rob advised me to ask you explicitly, because he's like, no one really is talking about like what the breakthrough case is, like how it actually feels. So please tell us, how did it feel? He was also extremely intrigued by the weird poops.
I had some weird poops. The poops have gotten better.
Okay. That's so good.
I have been vaccinated for a very long time now. My second dose was at the end of January. It is now mid-September. I got COVID.
Yeah.
Although it's wild. So there was a group of four of us that went out to karaoke, which in hindsight is a terrible fucking idea to do. Just don't do it. I know it's so much fun. Just don't do it.
Foiled by karaoke. Memoir.
I know. I was like, if I die from this, put it on my grave.
I'm sorry. That's so funny. No,
it's fine. Okay. I deserve it.
Yeah.
So two of us, we're all medical librarians. We all got vaccinated around the same time.
You're really painting a fucking picture here.
Oh yeah, man. Four of us all got, I'm assuming we're all exposed, but only two of us got it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Because that was one of the things that I was confused about. Like, is a breakthrough case, like, does that mean like you're in the hospital, or does that just mean you like got the sniffles and then.
It means you got some sort of COVID symptoms and you tested positive while you've been vaccinated.
Got it. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, I when it first started, it felt like a real fucking bad cold, and I was like, surely this is just a cold. And then I was like, wait a minute, no, my poops are all weird. like, I mean, I don't want to talk too much about my poop, but like, it wasn't like runny, but it was not solid.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know,
understood. Yeah, sickly poos. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know the difference. Everybody knows the difference. Yeah.
And then I was blowing my nose like 300 times a day. And then I got my test and sure as shit, positive. Mm-hmm. But mind you, Mike, my husband, has been negative this whole time.
And he's been home with you.
And he's been home because he canceled his jobs, because I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Because we're both technically supposed to quarantine this whole time.
Yeah, like what is he doing? Is he sleeping on the couch?
So we kind of try to stay on separate ends of the apartment. If we're in the same room together, like if we're watching, we like watch like one movie together, and then we retire to our separate rooms. But if we're in the same room together, we wear masks.
Oh, that's and then lovely.
I sleep in the bed. He sleeps on the couch.
Yeah, it's his preferred method for some reason.
I think he's truly enjoying this.
I don't
this
get
is as
it.
Closest but... he's going to get to a vacation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah, I'm still a little congested. Like, you can probably hear it.
Yeah, a little
but
bit.
But I feel fine now. It's just, there's like a nodule of mucus that refuses to eject itself from my body.
Ugh, you know? I do. I fucking do. You know, it's so funny. I'm like, may have sympathy, like symptoms. Cause the other day I started feeling after we were talking about you getting tested positive, I started getting like this, like post-nasal drip, and it was like allergy related.
Yeah.
And I've been going to an allergist. On Wednesday, I had like my second, third exam, and I was negative for all allergies, all food symptoms. But came home, started cleaning, and then had, you know how when you have a just a liquid nose, it just constantly running for 2 days now.
And that's wild, because that's exactly what I had.
Oh, fucking A. I know, we haven't seen each other
in a very long time.
We have not. Yeah. So I'm gonna
not for me.
If this continues, and I'm monitoring my. Did you ever get a fever?
No fever.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
Headaches were really bad. My sinus pressure was like insane. And right before I started to get better, I was getting wheezy. When I laid down.
Yeah.
I'll be honest though, it was not fucking fun. I can't imagine what this felt like without a vaccine.
Sure.
Like, I don't know, man.
I'm petrified. Yeah. I'm petrified of it getting even breakthrough because you don't know. I mean, I have asthma so bad that that's why I'm going to the allergist. Cause I'm just like, well, fuck. I mean, if I catch this thing,
it's no fucking joke, man.
I know.
It's no joke.
It's so terrifying to me that we are like, you know, living in this now.
Yeah.
I still
believe, even after having got it, if you're smart about it, it'll be okay. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, don't go to karaoke when you're drunk. You know, like that's pretty. You know?
Yeah. You know, just small victories, small wins here and there. Just avoid open mouth singing.
Right.
In a
very small room in a basement.
Yeah, exactly. In Koreatown. You know, just or instant.
You know, just for example.
Yeah. I'm glad that we actually didn't. I mean, I'm glad I was solid with the decision when we did, but I'm so glad we didn't like push forward with the Orlando trip.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah.
You know, because I was like really on the fence for a while. I was like, whatever. But then, you know. No,
and like now, having got it just from doing the stupidest fucking thing, now I'm like, oh shit, can I even go to a restaurant anymore?
I hear you. Yeah.
No, totally. I mean, yes, you can. Just again, just don't fucking
wear a mask.
Do karaoke in a small room.
Yeah.
And like eat the microphone, you know? Like, I think when I'm drunk and I'm doing karaoke, I think I am like fucking Adele, you know?
I
am like deep throat in the microphone, which is a bad fucking idea.
so bad.
Like once we got it, there's a video of me and my buddy who also tested positive. We're just holding each other, singing Landslide,
licking each other's tongues,
just holding each other like babies. And my friend texts us the video and is like, contact tracing not necessary. It's fucking ridiculous.
Oh dear God. Yeah. No, I get it. I know. You know, the urge is there though. We're like,
it was there, and I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah, you man. Know? Well, I'm glad you're all right.
I'm fine though. Yeah. But again, so glad I'm vaccinated, because this would have been awful if it were worse.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're not in the hospital or worse, because fuck that. I have some yogurt here, so don't, if I'm over here, just like eating a bit. I didn't have time to like do, I woke up, I could not sleep the other day. We had somebody come over to look at our landscape and like let us know like what we should do with it, because we're having problems because we're on this beautiful hill. But on the top of the hill, when it rains, everything goes down the driveway. And in the winter, it freezes over. So we can't even like get up the fucking driveway. It's a problem for our neighbors too, because we share that front driveway entrance.
Sure. Yeah.
And so our neighbors were like, hey, like, would you want to go in on maybe like a solution? We can split the cost. So we had somebody come out yesterday. He said he was in the gate at 8:30. You know how I like my sleep. I do not wake up before 9. And I did. And he didn't show up till 10:30. And I was
dick
feeling like shit. I was like, fuck this. I'm not doing anything. I'm just fucking sit. So today I woke up really late and my whole fucking day is off now.
Gotcha.
Yay. So I gotta eat this fucking yogurt now.
Okay. You eat that fucking yogurt. Which one are we even talking about? Are we going to do Malignant?
So I didn't know what you wanted to do because I watched the other Malignant last night.
Oh, so did I. Holy fucking shit, man.
I thought it was going to be kitschy fun, but this was just like, I have nothing to say about this fucking film other than it's just rotten. It just rotted in my eyes.
I mean, let's just fucking do it because I really want to talk about the first Malignant, like the new Malignant. Mm-hmm. And then we've already bullshitted for quite a while. So, I mean, even if we just end up saying this was garbage and don't watch it,
I think
it'd be worth it, right? We put in the work. We put in the time. Let's make it worth it.
I'm titling it, Two Malignants Walk Into a Bar. Because.
Oh my God, yeah.
Our buddy, James Wan.
Oh, precious moon
just
baby.
Came out with his first film outside of the Conjuring universe, right? Insidious in a while?
Oh, in a while, yeah. Well, because then he was doing Aquaman and shit like that.
Right, so, but I guess that already came out. So, okay, just never mind that. But anyways, this was like one of the best horror films, I'm going to say, of this year.
I think it's my favorite. I'm gonna call it right now, as of September 2021, this is Malignant is my favorite horror movie this year.
I think so.
And there were some pretty decent horror movies that came out. We had Candyman. Mm-hmm. I even think Saw wasn't awful.
Yeah, you know? I agree.
Those various Fear Street movies. I still haven't seen Nighthouse, which I'm fucking dying to see.
I know. It's like nowhere. It's only in like certain theaters and they're like the ones you don't really want to go to.
And I don't want
to
get COVID again.
Right. Yeah, totally. Yeah. So when we get to that, we'll definitely put that on the list.
Yes.
But I wholeheartedly agree. Holy shit. So
I loved it.
While we were, because this came out streaming and so we were able to watch it on HBO, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So pulling this up on my Apple TV. Now I have an Apple TV. You have a Roku. So I pulled it up. I did the voice control. And these two other films that were both called Malignant, that were both made within the last 10 years, came up with it.
And all like kind of vaguely similar plots. Not like super close, but like all kind of like medical
stuff.
Medical-ish.
Yeah. You know? Medical stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I had this grand idea that we do.
It was all your fucking fault.
The new Malignant and another Malignant that came out, because I always want to give like B movies a try.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
Like,
and I wholeheartedly agree with you there. Like, I'm going to watch a bad movie. Like, I always want to. And so, yeah, there was one that came out in 2019 and then one that came out in 2013. And the 2013 one had slightly better reviews than the 2019 one, which is shocking.
Yeah. Yes.
Because this was... okay, I know I had said, I think in the last episode, the Candyman Farewell to the Flesh was the worst movie that we've watched.
Mm-hmm.
No. Malignant 2013, worst. I think we've ever done.
I agree.
For this.
It
may be one of the worst movies I've ever watched in my whole life.
Yeah. I had this idea in my head. It was going to be similar to like Spider. Like it was going to be kind of art housey. And like, you know, like I felt like I was getting myself into that. But this was just a tragic mess. So we're going to talk briefly about that one. Should we just start with that one, or should we go into the Malignant for like the new one first?
Let's start with the new one. Okay. Just because if people don't want to fucking hear us trash the last one, they can just tune out after you can we stop.
End the podcast. It's fine. We promise we won't take up too much of your time, though.
No, 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 God, no. Okay, so Malignant came out, obviously, 2021, directed by Night Hag's favorite, James Wan, precious, precious moon baby, yes. James Wan. The screenplay was by Akila Cooper, based on an original story by James Wan, Ingrid Bisou, who's Wan's wife.
Aw.
And she also plays Winnie in the movie, but I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Let me
She's a hot, hot babe.
Oh, yeah.
And also real fucking smart.
Yeah, the last time that we did one of his films, I don't know which one, they had just got married.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, newlyweds. And she co-wrote this with Wan and Cooper. We had cinematography by Michael Burgess, edited by Kirk Mori, and music by Joseph Bishara. So I want to say most of the music for his other movies too. And he was like the demon and shit. We talked about this before.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, you ready for some background?
Yeah,
I what am it's so all based on.
Yeah, I'm yeah. so intrigued. I just want to know it all.
Yeah, so Ingrid Bisou, James Wan's wife, she has a fascination with medical anomalies. So it led her to read about this guy called Edward Mordake, which inspired Gabriel's character. Have you ever heard about him?
No.
Apparently, it was on like one of the American Horror Story.
Oh, okay.
Seasons, but I don't. A Freak Show, I think. That makes I don't sense. Watch any okay. of them because I hate them.
Fair.
Okay, so Edward Mordake. Okay, so this comes from the 1896 Medical Encyclopedia, Anomalies and Curiosities in Medicine. But most people believe that this is a fiction. It was because it was published in the Globe, written by some fiction writer. So according to legend, Edward Mordake was a beautiful young man who was part of the English nobility who had a face on the back of his head. But the second face was supposedly female and had a pair of eyes and a mouth that drooled. The duplicate face could not see, eat, or speak, but was said to sneer while Mordake was happy and smile while he was weeping.
Oh my dear Lord.
And apparently Mordake begged doctors to have his demon face removed, claiming that at night it whispered things that, quote, one would only speak in hell, but no doctor would attempt it. And then this led Mordake to commit suicide at the age of 23.
Aww.
So sorry, Ed, if you were actually alive, but I don't think this was real.
Yeah. I mean, who wouldn't want to try to operate on a, like, yeah, Siamese twin and just, like, talk about it?
Yeah. So this technically does happen. There is a medical basis for this. So it's called... Okay, craniopagus parasiticus, and it's an extremely rare type of parasitic twinning, which apparently happens. It's fewer than a dozen cases of this type of conjoined twin have been documented. So it's a parasitic twin head with an undeveloped body, and it is attached to the head of the developed twin.
Horrifying.
Yeah, it's a real fucking thing. I mean,
horrifying.
It doesn't take control of you. And cause you to murder people. But apparently there is like an actual medical basis for this whole shit.
Well, yeah, I assumed something of it was based in potential reality. Right?
Yeah.
So that whole bit about it was one of my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But did I understand what was about to come?
No. So
no.
I mean, I think the thing that I loved about this, and like he talks about this and other places have talked about this, and I thought I was being like real fucking smart and original when I came up with this like whole like theory, mm-hmm. but I'm not. So he talks about Giallo being like a real big influence on him and like the Italian like 70s horror. But like what I loved about it was like, because many, many people have like attempted that look, like that like super saturated kind of like, you know, ultra gory kind of shit. and I get that. And that's such a great homage to that, you know, genre. But what I loved about it and what I love about those movies is just the absolute batshittery of like the plot. Uh-huh. Like, how over the fucking top it is. That's why I love like 70s, 80s horror, because it just makes like very little fucking sense, and it's just so in your face, and it's just like, it's batshit. It's fucking batshit.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's what movies are doing anymore. Mm-mm. Especially horror movies. Like, they're so serious or like purposefully funny.
Very,
and this was neither of those things.
No.
You know?
No.
It was just batshit.
When the scene where she put her hands in the back of her head and pulled her flesh, her skull meat, away from her skull to show a menacing little brain face and inverted her entire body.
Yes.
I wailed, like, I howled.
I know.
At the screen.
I was howling with delight this whole time. Like, it wasn't, like, self-winkingly funny. Like, it wasn't, like, self-aware like that, you know?
Right.
Like, you know, movies that we talk about that we love, you know? And I'm not trying to say I don't love those other movies, too. It was just, like, flamboyant.
That is the perfect word for it. You know? Yeah.
And that fun, that like sense of fun while still being kind of scary, don't get me wrong. You don't see that anymore. That's such a hard note to hit.
It is.
And I think that just nailed it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
James Wan did like the space opera of horror.
Yes.
You know, totally. Like it's like Star Wars level fucking opera house.
Totally.
It was so like, imaginative. And so I was not seeing any of it. You saw the pieces so clearly in hindsight. Like the blood on the pillow and like the times of not knowing stuff like flashing out of it, or those like, what were they, dream sequences or something? We don't even know. It was like just the whole world popped up and she was there watching it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I assumed pretty early on that it was her. Wait, what's her name? Maddie Annabelle Wallace. But did I think it was a conjoined twin, a parasitic twin coming out the back of her head? Absolutely not.
No. I thought this was like I thought this was a demon movie. Like,
yeah, so did I.
You know.
And I'm glad.
Contextually malignant.
Yeah.
Not so like actually.
Physically. Malignant.
Tumor.
And like, I knew I was going to love this movie from that first fucking scene in the hospital where the doctor just like slowly turns to the fucking camera and goes, "It's time to cut out the cancer." I was just like clapping. Like, I just like knew I was going to love this. I just knew I was going to. It was just, it was that perfect mix for me of over the top, but like done well. Mm-hmm. And you can't do that unless you know your shit. Like, you know, James Wan is such a horror fan and like, he knows exactly what he's doing. This was not, none of this was an accident.
Yeah. No. This was purposeful. This was intentional.
Yeah.
This was phenomenal. I loved it. This was the best film, I think, definitely, of 2021. One of his best films ever, I think.
Agreed. Yeah.
You know?
Especially since I'm not like a Conjuring, like, hardcore fan.
Sure.
Which we've talked about.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are great, but they're a very specific kind of jump scare, over the top, like... Yeah. Specific haunting kind of horrors.
Totally.
And that's what I thought I was expecting, you know, because I was expecting that in this one. I was like, oh, it's going to be a malignant ghost. Woo! Yeah. You know, like, and then it's just going to be, you know, popping out in places and hands and stuff in the dark. You know? It's like, you know, patty caking.
Exactly. Which would have been fine. I would have loved that movie too. But
totally.
I was not expecting to love this as much as I did.
Yeah. It's hard to be that reinventive in horror these days.
Yeah, man. Because I think people take, you know, what's been working. And like what's been working is, oh, excuse me, I'm drinking all this Vita Coco water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I understand.
Like what's been working is like that elevated horror. And I hate that term.
Psychological horror.
Yeah. Like, you know, the Hereditary type shit, yeah. Which again, I fucking love. I'm not trying to say I don't. But this was not that at all. Like this was not elevated horror. This was campy batshittery.
Totally.
Yeah. Apparently that when it was Gabriel, that was a person doing everything backwards. So her name was Marina Mazepa? I don't know. Sorry. And
Mazepa?
Yes. So James Bond was like, he thought he was going to have to shoot a lot of the movie in reverse and then play it back, you know, to make it work.
I know. Okay. Yeah. So she was on season 14 of America's Got Talent.
Yes.
And for her contortionist stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen like YouTube clips of her. She's like crazy.
Yeah.
And she's really cute too. So thinking of her doing that with that fucking weird ass zombie brain face.
Yeah. So she learned all the choreography, all like the fight choreography and everything. And she did all the fighting backwards and blind.
Oh,
because like she couldn't see. So like. He said there was no trickery. They didn't cheat. She did everything backwards. Like that fight scene in the cell, she did all of that fucking backwards.
That was amazing. Had,
like the prosthetic Gabriel face on, as well as a mask of Annabelle Wallace's face. So her head was completely covered with prosthetics, and then she fought backwards the whole time.
So they purposefully blinded her, like she didn't have eye holes like while she was wearing that.
I don't think so.
Holy
I don't know
shit.
I don't know. I don't know about that, but
yeah man, I was like, when this, remember last time when we were talking about Candyman, like the new Candyman, I was saying how like you could do like an anti-hero like Marvel universe, like James Wan needs to fucking do that and create characters like this that are just like super fucking human, real like campy kind of like mutant and or ghosty things attacking the population and have it be like Marvel level fucking hysterics.
Or money. Marvel level money.
Somebody in charge do that, because
totally
quite honestly I think that would be so amazing to have. Like we need to like reinvent those kind of characters, like things that people who are actually doing these practical like fucking things, they need jobs. Like give them jobs.
Yeah, man,
a perfect opportunity for everyone involved, I think.
Totally. And like, I love like the whole fucking scene of her going into like the psych ward and like you're expecting like spooky shit to happen and it doesn't. She just fucking walks in, gets the videos and leaves, because there's nothing paranormal about any of this.
Mm-mm.
It's all happening in real life, you know. I was, and you forget because it's a James Wan movie and you know it's spooky anyway, because old psych wards are fucking scary.
Gross.
You know? But, you know, it's all, nothing spooky happens. She just goes in, gets the tapes, leaves, you know? I don't know. Every note hit for me.
What was your favorite scene?
Oh, God, I don't even know. I think it's the last scene when they, like, kind of explain everything.
Sure. Put him in like a mental cage and walks away.
When she's like, he was feeding off your fetuses to build himself back up. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, just when you think it can't get any more batshit,
right?
They just like go and like explain it all for you. Yeah. And you're like, oh, fuck, wow. Yeah, we went there and passed it.
Yeah. Yeah. Because why not? If you're going to explain it, make something shocking, or else it's like, why? Like, we could gather that. Like, it's redundant. You know what I mean? Like, I just, the one thing that I will say that I my only critique was like, I didn't feel like, yes, it explained the reason why Gabriel came back, but I don't understand why she had to have like an abusive like experience by her, you know, domestic violence when she he slammed her head into the wall. Right. And like it woke Gabriel up is what their explanation at the end was. Right. You know what I mean? So I was like, okay, but like, we're just really trying to like nail home that this woman is like really a victim, like a super duper duper victim.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess we've kind of talked about that before too. It's like women can go through traumatic stuff that doesn't have to be an abusive partner.
It doesn't have to be it.
Maybe it was a car accident.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But a trip then down the stairs.
I mean, but then it also was very like rewarding when he dies. Like I wrote caps, bye, Derek.
Yeah. Like later, dude.
Which, you know.
Yeah. And so, yeah, that was like the first like brutal kill that like we could all accept and be like, all right, so we're strapped in. We're heading up the mountain.
Right.
Tick, 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 you know.
Just this roller coaster ratcheting up that hill.
It's the cyclone. Oh my God, dumping all the way up and down. Still one of, I think, my favorite things that we've done together.
Yes.
Is going on the cyclone and me being just petrified for some reason prior because I hadn't gone outside of my house in like 6 months. So I was very overstimulated.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, fuck.
There's a lot to take in.
There's people here. I'm outside.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just fucking love this movie. I think this one's going to be hard to top for me for this year. This was just like Michelle Catnip.
Yeah.
Like all over it, you know?
We still got Halloween Kills.
Yeah.
Coming. But we, you know, like the previous story was, you know, I love Mia Jamie Lee, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And actually, I liked the 2018 one? Was I like that much more than I thought I was going to.
Exactly. I'm waiting for like something real big to come out with this one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll deliver. But yeah, I mean. Mm-hmm.
I'm excited about Antlers too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That looks so fucking weird.
Looks good. But I don't know. This was. Because I just had no. I was not expecting this at all.
No.
I think they did a great job of like cutting the trailers for this movie to make it to not spoil anything.
Yeah. It's just a spooky ghost.
Yeah.
Just come on in. Just have a seat. We're just watching spooky ghosts with hands.
I do wish I saw this in the movie theater.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I turned the lights off, you know, my house, like my fucking TV. Rob's massive TV.
You mean the size of my wall?
Turn the lights down. Put the sound up. You know. Yeah. So I had a pretty good experience, but yeah, we should have gone to the Alamo for this one.
I would go and see this again. This is how much I really loved it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. This would be a 10 out of 10 movie for me.
Yeah.
Would wager a guess. What was your favorite part? You asked me and I didn't ask you back.
I'm kind of torn between the like fight scene of like backwards her reveal, because those two were just like, oh, we're at the top of the hill. Now we're going down.
Wind's picking up. Your jowls are just fucking flapping in the breeze. Shit's getting real rickety.
Yeah. Oh, my neck just cricked. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, but also just that beautiful, like, fight scene. Man, I was just, like, gripping the side of the table that I had in front of me. Yeah. Just, like, I couldn't look away. It was so great.
Totally.
And to know that that was all, like, actually done is wild to me.
Wild. I know.
But yeah, I mean, how do you feel? Do you think there's going to be a sequel to this? Because they left it pretty like open-ended in the sense that like it's locked up, but like, you know, it can come out.
Right.
You know?
But like, I think the whole fun of, I think it would be a mistake to make a sequel, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
Because the whole fun of it was just being like, what the fuck mm-hmm. just happened?
Yeah. But I would love this to be in its own universe. Like, he could create another universe where he could, this character could show up in another person's story.
Right.
You know, and then it could be these two things happening at, you know, again, right. like the Marvel, like, oh, sure. like,
oh, okay.
They've so got, the Avengers movies, and then they've got their own, like, side stuff. It's right. similar to how he actually set up the Conjuring universe, too, because there's Annabelle, there's the Nun, then there's the actual Conjurings, which explains all of it and has all the characters. Right. I'm setting it up for you, James.
You know what?
Set actually, it up for you.
In that vein, if they did, like, a prequel, so, like, yeah. you saw the time at, like, the mental hospital.
Yeah, and how...
And, like, what other fucking crazy shit was going on at the mental hospital.
See? See? Just take notes, guys. Take notes.
They're just handing out gems.
We have no authority and don't have any idea how to set it up, but here are the ideas for you. Just take it and run. Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, oh, and at the when they're in the police station, and Gabriel slash Maddie just takes a chair and fucking wings it across the room, like straight like a fucking bullet, and it just explodes.
Yes. Yes.
Shouted. I shouted.
I felt there was some like Die Hard fucking moments in here, right?
100% such a good call.
Right?
100%.
I was like, yes. We're going to see someone in some HVAC units, like, yes. like just crawling soon. Like, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Like, we're just going to get.
Farmer. Melon Farmer. Yippee-ki-yay, Melon Farmer.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, man. No, that's so spot on. Yeah. So spot on.
Yeah.
And like, but I'll say normally I don't like that. I don't like it yeah. when my horror movies veer into thrillers.
Right.
I was just talking about this with Mike because he just watched A Quiet Place 2. And I'm like, that is not a horror movie. That is an action movie. You know what I mean? I don't want an action movie. I want a horror movie.
Right.
And I think this did a great job of marrying those two things.
Totally. 100%. I love it.
Oh, and Detective Shaw was a snack.
Oh, yeah.
George Young.
Totally.
He's a snack.
Absolutely. Let me pull him up. Actually, I can't remember who what he looks like. Yes. Apparently, yes. He looks like a soap opera doctor.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Classically handsome.
What else has he done? I kind of love that the whole, like, investigators too, just to say, because what I love about James Wan is that he can pick and choose, like, what is something that you should know and shouldn't know. And I think yeah. that goes back to, like, kind of the overcorrection or, like, in your face, like, explaining that Saw the first did.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, he learned his lesson, like, real quick.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it was like, okay, so these are integral to the like storyline and this can right. be like just like a whatever. And that's kind of how like the detective storyline was yeah. to me. It was like, yeah, there's somebody on this, but like yeah. that's not where the story is.
100%. I don't need to know who these people are.
Right.
It literally doesn't fucking matter.
Which is why they're just like pretty.
Yeah. Exactly. So behind.
You know, like I'm not used to just like somebody objectifying like the police in films. Right. Like, you know, like
give me a hot cop or nothing.
You're just a pretty boy. You're just a pretty law boy. Look at you go. Pretty Look at you prance. Boy. You know, like it was almost kind of like mocking the whole like experience of like law enforcement, which I kind of like if that was intentional, Doug. Like backhanded, like yeah. thing. Well, go for you, man. That was,
I know.
That was totally.
Subtleties. Oh, yeah. I know. I think movies feel like in order to be good and deep. You need to know everybody's backstory, you know, like all that shit. And yeah. I'm glad that they didn't do that with them.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't fucking matter. No, it doesn't. Oh, man.
Yeah. So what are your five words for this one?
A plus bat shittery a la Argento.
Oh.
Right? I thought about that one for a while. Because I got real like... like Suspiria, OG Suspiria vibes, and not really on the way that it looked, but on like just the total wildness of the plot.
Yeah, kind of twists and turns. And yeah, like,
yeah, just like, what?
Yeah. You think you know what's happening, but then you have no idea actually what's happening. But yeah, I mean, I have one other criticism. The only other thing that was a little wild to me that could have been done was the transition between her realities, like, and the buildup of the stuff around it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was the only thing. But that's like money. Like, how much money you want to put into this film. Right. Like, it's not perfect. Like, it doesn't really fit into like a, you know, grand explanation. It doesn't need to be like beautiful, but it could have been. That's the only other thing.
Right, it could have been handled differently rather than just like the CGI like wave. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I get that. But yeah, totally. I 100% agree.
What are yours?
Don't have mine because I didn't write fucking notes, and I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna remember to do this, and then I just didn't remember. Okay, I've got mine. Best of 2021 nominee.
Yeah, totally agreed. Mm-hmm. I cannot complain about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Anything else? We will move on?
Oh, let's fucking move on.
Dumpster fire that is.
I will say, I have never been able to find so little about a movie, like in doing like my research and
Me
shit.
Me too.
You can't find anything about this movie, and I'm sure that is intentional.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I spent $3 on this renting it.
Oh no.
And that is by far the worst I've ever spent $3.
Oh, I meant to tell you it was on Tubi for free.
I know. And I was like, you know what? I don't have Tubi. I will throw $3 at this. And wow, I wish I hadn't.
Yeah.
I had it on in the background while I was like making my Halloween costume.
Yeah.
So I would like, I had COVID making my Halloween costume, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? It was all right. I don't even have anything to tell you about it. All I can tell you was written and directed by Brian Avenette Bradley, who's done another handful of horror movies, but if they're anything like this, I don't even know.
Yeah, I've never seen him in anything. Like, the name didn't come to me. And when I clicked on his name, nothing that he did.
Nope.
I've seen.
Yeah.
But somehow
they managed to get Brad Dourif in it. You know, Child's Play.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. Chucky. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, like,
and like, what a waste of Brad Dourif.
I know. It was like, he's this man. All right. So, like, we'll just tell you briefly what the plot is because it's very
short.
Don't watch it. I thought this was going to be more fun than it was.
So did I. I completely did too.
You know?
100%.
Like, if these two malignant walk into the bar, the first malignant is like that fun, like, up for anything kind of woo girl. You know, like, she's just fun. Yeah. We love her. She's great. Yeah. And this one is the train wreck that's like wearing pajamas and like hasn't brushed their hair.
Is doing cocaine.
Doing cocaine with somebody they just met at the pool just table. You know, like, that's who this one is. And nobody. And then she disappears and then we never see her ever again.
No. Yeah.
You know,
she might be dead.
That level of like poor decision making is what this is the equivalent of. But basically, Brad Dourif is the man who like doesn't like how this main character, Alex, who for some fucking reason is spelled A-L-L-E-X, which I have never in my life seen.
I wrote that down. Why are there two L's?
I thought it was like because I have the captions on too. So I'm like, I'm thinking that's just like a caption mistake, you know, somebody's just plugging it in wrong. But then it came up on like his computer search or something like that. And I was like, that is asinine. That is absolutely ridiculous. I'm no longer going to give this movie a chance.
Yeah, so Brandorf is like this mad scientist.
Yes.
And Alex with two L's is an alcoholic.
Yes.
And he endeavors to cure his alcoholism by putting an implant in him.
Which was the largest implant I've ever seen. Tracking device ever. You know, like the ones that you put in your dog? They're like teeny tiny babies.
Yeah.
You know?
This looked like a slice of a beet.
Like a large radish. It's a large radish. like a profile slice of a large fat radish.
Yeah. So whenever Alex with two L's gets drunk and blacks out, Brad Dourif comes in and mind controls him into killing people.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I don't know.
Then he tried to explain that his father was an alcoholic. So that's why. I don't even know.
The plot just like twists and turns. It's like, you know that like disease where your intestines can like turn over and twist and like tie in knots? Like, that's like what this movie is.
Yeah.
Plot wise. It just it entangles itself in so much irrelevancy and just so much
a moth.
And like the flashbacks are terrible and you're just like, ugh, like you're like grossed out because they're just like half naked making out and you're just like, I just don't want to see these people doing this. It was kind of like bad softcore.
Yes, kinda. There was a moth for some reason involved.
Oh, the black butterfly. So that was the original name or the original title of this for some reason is what Wikipedia fucking says.
Interesting. Okay.
Because you know how he says that phrase in French? Him?
Oh, yes.
This is a phrase in French. It's like a like when you're thinking poor thoughts, you're thinking about like black butterflies. Like it's just kind of idiom or something. An idiom. French idiom. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's the word for it, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I guess that title, but I guess that wasn't. I don't know how malignant is more relevant.
No idea.
I don't know. That'd be so funny if he heard that James Wan was putting out a movie and then like last minute just like went everywhere and said, oh, I changed the name of the movie.
Yeah. And if you think about it, this is basically just like a budget Saw.
Yeah.
You know, like he's trying to make you a better person because you were a bad person and now you're paying for it. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's like that whole kind of morality, who has the moral high ground kind of
no
bullshit.
One. Yeah. And it was just no one did because
no.
He was just doing, and I don't even know how, I can't even remember how this thing ends. How did it end?
He just like killed him. And then for some reason, the friend is involved.
Yes. This like his tech buddy.
Yeah, his tech buddy was helping out Brad Dourif the whole time. I don't know. So that he kills him and throws him in a hole?
I have no idea. I can't even remember it.
Yeah.
But anyways,
and then
it's
he
fine.
Finds out that he has an implant in him because he has one of those giant like beachcomber metal detectors lying around.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it like on his chest. I was like, wait. A fucking minute. This is not really happening.
The whole part that I got upset about was that there was no understanding at any point, like why, like the motive of this like doctor.
No.
Why is he doing this? And then he goes to some flashes of him like torturing like his current patients, like in person. We don't even know. Like, in a psych, like a psych doctor or something? Like, is that his day job? And then, like, at night, he like chases people around with needles and like gets them to like murder if they drink or something. Like,
seems very busy.
It's a very busy man. Very busy man.
There was also like very little dialogue, like. The first like 30 minutes of this movie, there's not a lot of talking. I like, kept like checking my volume to make sure I wasn't missing anything. Mm-hmm. Like you can't rely on a threadbare plot
Yeah.
With no dialogue and like not great acting or directing.
It was exhausting.
Yeah, I hated it. I hated every single moment of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that wasn't fun.
I wonder how much play this movie's going to get. Like people accidentally thinking this is.
Yeah.
James Wan's Malignant.
When I saw the three of them, so it was that one, and then there's still another one that I will probably never watch if this was the better one. But like, I was like, oh man, like, look at this. There's three of them. Rob's like,
other people are going to watch those.
Unfortunately.
I'm like, yeah, maybe we should watch all of them. And he's like, yeah, you should do an episode like that. And that's how this whole thing happened. So I wholeheartedly regret that decision.
Hey, you know.
Whatever.
You learn from your mistakes.
What can you do?
What can you do?
Yeah.
Do we even do five words for this? Is that even fair? Yeah,
sure. Just like, don't waste your time. That's mine.
Yeah, I'll go with waste of Brad Dourif.
Yeah.
You know, he's just, I was like, I'll just watch this just to watch him like chew the scenery for a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. But you couldn't even see him. He was wearing this fucking hat.
Yeah.
That was basically on his eyebrows. Like, you can't see his face.
They probably could afford to get him for like 10 minutes of screen time total.
Yeah. You know, I loved that this whole thing was basically filmed in an Airbnb rental. I did appreciate that. That's what
it was like the most like generic furniture.
It's like a nice Airbnb rental in like Wisconsin. Yeah.
It definitely looks like someplace you'd film like a low budget porn.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like there, and then they're in the desert somewhere. Like,
yeah, what?
I don't even know. Like, where even were they? Were they in like Arizona? Must be or something.
I remember seeing license plate that said California.
Oh yes, right. But yes, there was a whole thing about the license plate. Like, this is California. This is a legitimate movie. We filmed it in California.
We live in LA, all right?
You can't tell us otherwise. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Wow. All right. Well,
the one thing though I will say about this film.
Oh, all right.
Is that their makeup was good.
Yeah.
You know, that very first scene of them doing a pretty realistic lobotomy.
Sure.
You know, that was pretty gross and that was pretty realistic looking. And then his scar also.
I was just going to say, yeah, picking out like the stitches that looked pretty cool.
Yeah, a head wound of the lady in the, was it leopard shirt or something she was wearing?
Yeah.
In the desert?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who, I have no idea who she was, but sure, yeah.
I think it, like, they were just supposed to be rando, like, people that, like, random society fodder. Won't miss, you know, like, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Uh-huh.
But who the fuck knows, because this was so goddamn confusing. We had to make our own guesses. Nothing. Yep. Nothing was, yeah. So don't waste your time with it if you don't want to.
Don't.
If you want to, we warned you.
Don't blame us.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thanks for chatting about these two with me and my COVID.
You're welcome. And thanks for listening to my sniffles too, because my fucking nose will not stop running. So sorry, everyone. Ill. If you're just ill for some reason. Just ill.
It's talking trash about all these movies. The karma has come back to get us.
Oh, maybe. Shit. That's interesting.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. I stand by my decisions. My choices.
It's called an opinion. And I have one. Oh. Ooh, there it is. I heard it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I hate it so much. I hate blowing my nose in front of people. I just, you know, like, I think it's rude. It's like such a dumb, like.
It's very like vulnerable too, you know.
Exactly,
because you don't know what you're gonna look like when you pull that tissue away.
It might like string out and just like, you know, spider web or something, or it might be all over your mouth, and then you're gonna have to like try to dab it away from your.
It's never a good look. No, never cute.
Never cute. But anyways, Yeah, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, on the up and up. Oh, should we tell people to follow us?
Yeah.
Follow us on Instagram at the Night Hags.
Yeah.
You can write us an email at thenighthags@gmail.com. We love your recommendations.
Yes, please.
For the most part. So just drop us a line.
For the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten really good ones. And we have watched all of them.
I'd say most. Yeah, most. We've watched them all. We haven't talked about all of them.
That's true. That is true. We'd love to know what you guys want us to.
Leave us a review. Right. Leave us a review.
Yes.
Sorry. I've been out of practice.
It's all right. Yes. I usually start that anyways. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and write it out. Let us know what you like, what you don't like, or, you know.
Dear Night Hags.
Yeah. I think you only have like 120 characters. I don't think you get a lot.
You could put a lot in that, guys.
You could get straight to the point.
Imagination run wild.
Yeah.
Okay.